Last Saturday, Czech scientists from a number of institutions set out on their latest research trip to the Czech base in the Antarctic, located on James Ross Island. At the base, which was established in 2006, Czech biologists, climate experts, and geologists engage in valuable on-site research. I talked to Zdeněk Venera, the director of the Czech Geological Survey in Prague, who was a member of the 2008 and 2009 Atlantic research team, about his time in the Antarctic and the logistics of getting there.
The voyage to the Antarctic is a big adventure. And it usually takes quite a time, because first you have to travel by commercial flights to South America, to Argentina or Chile. And let's say from Argentina, we continue with the Argentinian aircraft Hercules. It flies from the military air base Rio Gallegos across the Drake Passage to the Argentinian base Marambio. The flight takes something like 4 hours, but the problem is waiting for this flight, because the flight can be operated only when the conditions are really good. It means no wind, no precipitation, because the airstrip is just leveled mud and has to be frozen for the planes to land. It happens that you can wait for a week or 10 days for these conditions. And from the Marambio station, we continue by helicopters, and these helicopters lift us to the Czech Johann Gregor Mendel base, which is located on the James Ross Island.
Do you have bring equipment with you as well?
Yeah, we have to bring all the field equipment and also the stock, the food for 2 months. We have to carry all that stuff with us.
So maybe for those who don't know a lot about science, what would you say were some of the more interesting findings from the last two missions?
The most interesting and or attractive findings are really the fossils, because our colleague Radek Vodráška, he managed to find even fossil fungi or spongy in Antarctica, which is really a unique finding, never described from Antarctica. Then I would say that what is also very interesting are measurement of the current glacier movements, and also tracking the glacial retreat, which can be observed on the James Ross Island, and it presents our contribution to knowledge of the current climate change, because it is also necessary to relate the current climate change to the changes which occurred in the past, and through studying of glacial deposits, we are able to provide this link between the current and past change in the climate.
That was Zdeněk Venera, director of the Czech Geological Survey, speaking about his research in the Antarctic. The current mission to the Antarctic will be staying there for 2 months. Geologists will research glacier movements as well as volcanic rock.